Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and/or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion for the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing star nine on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press star six on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which time the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any other comments or questions, Township Council is always available by phone, by email and by phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login in user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial on separately so that you can recognize you as a separate individual. Mrs. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinoza?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council President Erin?
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item number five, comments from administration and council regarding any matters on the agenda. I see none. Open, item number six, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star six on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond, if necessary, after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Oak Valley Lane.
You have to unmute yourself, please.
Hear me? Can you hear me?
You're unmuted on our end, but your device is not unmuted.
David Akins, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Can you try again, sir, please?
Hello?
There you go, Mr. Eakins.
Hi, David.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay. On the consent agenda, I'm going to give you item numbers. Item number F for Foxtrot. Item number K for Kilo. M for Mike. O for Oscar. T for Papa. W for Whiskey. X for X-ray. Now, for item F, what's being changed as with the modification?
David, is that all you have?
Well, as long as it's understood, F was what's being changed, Kilo is what's the final change, M for Mike is the grant program, how much is that? Where does that come from? Is it state, county? P for Papa, is this referring to vacant land or residential home that's being purchased? And W for Whiskey, if you can just elaborate on that. And the last was X for X-ray, chapter 159, how much is being apply to chapter
159. That's it. Okay. Okay. F is for the Bettler Bodine House. We were doing a project outside involving some site work, addition of stairs, handicap accessibility, put down pathways, and we're closing out the project, and it came in at $12,375 more than the original contract, which is a 3.34% increase. And I'll close out that contract.
Tim, what was there a particular issue, just so?
No, it was additional work that we had them do.
Okay.
K was for JADS Construction, closing out the contract that they did on the Adams Street Road improvements. And it's a change order to accept a decrease. It was a decrease of $694,873.72, which was a 5.92% decrease from the original contract amount. M is for the refund of a construction permit that homeowner had put in to do some work on a house and actually demolish existing house and build a new one, and they decided not to do that, so we're refunding the permit fee. Yeah, M is the lead paint. We're getting a grant from the Division of Community Affairs and state and local government, and that's to offset the cost of in doing the lead abatement program and the inspections that we're required to do now.
What was this question?
Sum that we're going to receive is $33,400 out of a total pool of about $7 million statewide. O is to, we're closing out the, what the state owes us on the purchase of the ecological park, and we need to execute an agreement with the, between the township and the state. So that's what this is. And at the end, we'll receive about $7.5 million.
Tim, while you're looking, is that for like remediation and items from the state on the ecological park? Like
No, it's going to be the balance that they owe us from the purchase. So
from the purchase.
They had to wait till we completed the sale, actually took purchase of the land, and now we have to file a cleanup plan with them. So at the end of it all, this, I think what's left is about $675,000 out of the original, but this will close out the,
right. We'll
close out the account.
Okay.
P is to sell approximately 10,000 square foot property known as 75 and 79 Highland Avenue.
Do you know, was that residential?
It's residential. It's down towards River Road. First block of Highland Avenue off River Road.
And W is to allow us to continue with the county in the Home Investment Partnership Program, which we've been a member of for years. And this will allow us to stay as a member from 2024 through 2026. And X for X-ray is the Clean Communities Grant, and that will be coming in from the state. That's for $115,913.49. $115,913.49.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Okay, for in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. This is for the consent agenda item, number 15. I see none. I'm going to close the open to the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, amended Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, and Section 23, one-way streets. This is open to the public. Resolution. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, and Section 23, one-way streets, was introduced on the second day of May 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 19th day of May 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 8, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-15.
Okay, this is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed or any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised.
I'm going to close the remote.
Council President, if I members know that Councilman Earn and I did meet with the residents out there, and this was a suggestion from the residents on Elk. And in concurrence with the police department survey, we were in agreement.
For in-person attendance, if you wish to speak at this time, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and note that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Sue, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passed on a second reading. Item number 8, ordinance on a first reading, amended Chapter 10, Health Regulations, added Section 10-13, Portable Toilets, is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 10, Health Regulations, to add Section 10-13, Portable Toilets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do we have a second?
Second.
C, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passed on the first reading. Okay, number 9, first reading, approving redevelopment plan for block 5301, lot 14-04, 1551 South Washington Avenue. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for block 35301, lot 14.04, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Z, did you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on the first reading. Item number 10, ordinance on the first reading, amending Chapter 19A, Land Use Procedures, Section 6B5, and there's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 19A, Land Use Procedures, Section 19A-6, Fees for Board of Adjustment, Planning Board, and Administrative Determinations, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Councilman Rouse, second.
Mrs. Hughes, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a first reading. Item number 11, first reading amended, Chapter 2, Municipal Alliance Committee, Substance Abuse Task Force Resolution Adopting Ordinance. Seated, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, replacing Chapter 2, Administration, Section 50, Municipal Alliance Committee, Substance Abuse Task Force, with Chapter 2, Administration, Section 50, Community Outreach Advisory Board, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Do we have a second?
Second, Shaw.
Mrs. Hughes, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 12, ordinance on a first reading, approving a redevelopment plan for Block 3702, Lot 1.02, 10 Normandy Drive, and is a resolution adopting ordinance. Seated, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for Block 3702, Lot 1.02, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Hughes, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passed on a first reading. Item number 13, ordinance on a first reading, acquisition of the rights-of-way easements and land in simple and free simple for improvements on Winnis Avenue. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Seated, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights-of-Way Easements and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Winans Avenue in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June, 2023. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 14, ordinance on a first reading, acquisition of the rights of way of easements and land in frontal sea for improvements to Levgar Street. There's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Caesar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Levgar Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 27th day of June, 2023. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
I have a second.
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Sue, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 15, consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda item to be discussed or voted on separately? See none, do I have a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Ms. Sue, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Item number 16, announcements and comments from officials. Ms. Cahill?
I'd just like to remind all the residents that Saturday is the Piscataway Township Street Fair. I think it's the 30th annual. Is that correct? It's 30 years. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. behind the YMCA. We're guessing, I guess, that the smoke will all be gone by then. Today was much better than yesterday. And I would like to very much wish my dear friend and colleague, Michelle Lombardi, a very happy birthday. June 11. Thank you.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
I just want to echo everyone, please be safe and follow the published guidelines for protecting yourself if you have to go outside while we're experiencing this bad air condition.
Councilman Espinosa? Yep,
same thing here. Just please be safe out there and happy birthday, Michelle. Did not know.
Just a couple other items that are going on in the community. It is Pride Month, and we are flying the rainbow flag over at the YMCA right now. And our summertime concert series will be starting shortly, July 13th. We should have 6 concerts, and we're looking forward to getting out and having a good time with the music and the concerts that Kitty Juttner organizes for us. So thank you to her.
Councilman Rouse?
No comment.
Councilman Shaw?
Okay, on June 25th, there is an event at Gayatri Center at 11 o'clock, all invited. And I want to just say congratulations to 2023 kids from the high school. Thank you.
To the AC? Mayor?
I just want to thank all the organizers who helped put the Piscataway Parade together. I want to thank the folks at the American Legion and all of our municipal employees who helped out. Nice day out there. I believe everybody enjoyed it. It was good to see everybody out.
They did a yeoman's job.
Councilor Paterni?
No comment, thank you.
And I just want to wish Michelle a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Come out to the street fair on Saturday.
Council President.
Council President, if I may, I apologize. I wanted to remind everyone of the Juneteenth flag raising on Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. And also there is a poetry reading at the library that's sponsored by the Piscataway African American Club, along with the Civil Rights Commission. And also North Stelton AME Church on June 17th and 18th is also having a Juneteenth celebration. And everyone in the community is invited, as many as we can fit in, on the property. And flyers have been distributed through social media. So we're going to have a great Juneteenth celebration. I'm very happy about that. Thank you. Thank you to the township, too, for supporting that.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Okay. Item number 17, agenda session for the June 27, 2023 council meeting. Ordinance on a second reading, portable toilets open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance on a second reading, approving redevelopment plan for block 5301, lot 1404, 1551 South Washington Avenue. This will be open to the public. Ordinance on a second reading, amended chapter 19A, land use procedures, section 6B5, and this will be open to the public. Ordinance on a second reading, amended chapter 2, Municipal Alliance Committee, Substance Abuse Task Force. This will be open to the public, resolution. Item ordinance on a second reading, approving redevelopment plan for block 3702, lot 10102, 10 Normandy Drive. This will be open to the public. Resolution authorizing the return of the Sterling Village security deposits and payments. Here is to the Township of Piscataway, apartment 341. Resolution authorizing award of contract under New Jersey State Contract 2023 Ford and Kepler Patrol Car Uplift, winner Ford, not to exceed $148,240.41. Public hearing announcing adopting project and approving pre-qualification regulations in Mettler Bodine House restoration and restoration. Resolution adopting pre-qualification regulations for Mettler Bodine House restoration. Number 18, open to the public. We'll do the remote attendees first. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt, press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Pembroke Valley Lane. Item number 8, in reference to the first reading with toilets, can you elaborate a little bit on that? Are these toilets being added? If so, where? Just elaborate, because I have no idea what you mean when you say.
Council President, do you want me to handle that one? This is actually, it's hard to, in 2023, we actually have to do an ordinance like this. Evidently, there's some homeowners that have outside portable toilets in their backyards all year round, believe it or not. So this is that it won't be a permitted use. Most people think if you have a special event or something like that, then it gets removed away. But some people are now keeping them outside all year round. Make it prohibitive. Correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor.
May I ask a question? Do companies come and empty them all year round? Yeah. Oh, they do. Okay. Yeah, I guess that would make sense, right? If there are other things.
Doesn't mean that the people are having the companies come and empty them out.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Yeah.
Council President, there are no other remote attendees with their hand raised.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
Yeah. Oh. X dollars at work. Curtis Grove, 1750 West 3rd. Just a couple small, they're not problems. Appreciate the information Mayor gave me. We have to find out when or if they're going to remove a couple of arcades. Not the one on Second in Popular, the other two. So,
well, if I may, Council President, the engineering department, believe it or not, is that to a new system out there that it would, believe it or not, if it be a pop-up barricade that would actually be buried in the ground, activated to come up, and then during snow events, it would go down, sort of like you see at the nation's capital and things like that. So it would be more flexible out there during events that the security be there, and then when we don't need it for other times, that it would be dropped. That's, we're looking at different proposals right now, Curtis.
Okay. I think a couple of you people would know, Lloyd Parker's old house, the one on Hazelwood. Frank, you know the house I'm talking about? Lloyd Parker's mansion house?
Yes, I know. You're on Hazelwood.
The owners, it's getting warm. They had a pool party just a couple weeks ago. We can't get up and down that street. We need help to either, someone has to tell them, because you can't park on both sides of the street and come down. So either we need signs saying he can't park, or we need to get fixed something.
Council President, if I may, I'll have the police department go out and take a look at that, but we are under engineering design to reconstruct Hazelwood. So whatever we do, but we're probably about maybe 3 years away because we're going to have to file DEP permits. So we'll work with to see if something can be done in the interim, but I'd rather not do something permanently until the road design is further along.
So does that mean that when we go to the final stages of the permanent, we could look to put signage up there?
Yeah.
Is that a collector street, Hazelwood?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Problem only when he has functions. You know, it's warm. We had one a couple of weeks ago in the nice weather. He has a pool party. He takes up both sides of the streets. So it's like 25 cars. It goes from the playground up to his house. And complaining.
Biggest concern would be getting a piece of fire apparatus down the street if there's a problem.
Well, they just made popular no parking on one side. That's the second reading tonight. Anyone else wish to speak? Now I'm going to close the in-person portion.
Council President, if I may, is the public portion closed? One of the things I didn't touch on, unfortunately, in the thing talking about the Memorial Day parade, I just want to let you know, I, as an official, and I'm pretty sure the council members here on the dais don't condone the actions of one of the officers of the River Road Rescue Squad that transpired after the parade, basically, in essence, harassing one of the organizers of the parade, complaining about the placement other vehicles in the parade. I mean, it took a little police intervention after the parade, and this was like late afternoon into the dinner hour that this happened. I do not condone those actions whatsoever, and anybody who was a volunteer to put on that parade shouldn't have to withstand that verbal abuse that took place, and I think that person really owes that individual a very apology note. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Number 20, do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Good night, everybody.